Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Time to go inside the warped female brain, if you're a man, and you are confused by the way the rather crazy brain of a woman in your life works. You may now text your question to Danielle, and she will allow you a rare glimpse inside that warped, psychotic female brain.
I don't know if you can use these adjectives anymore.
I know.
It's violating my safe space.
Is it trigger words?
Yeah.
Trigger words. I will mention that you can win a trip to see Metallica in the Bay Area, because we are counting down to Metallica's 10th studio album, Hardwired to Self-Destruct, by giving away a different Metallica album every day. So every winner gets a copy of Hardwired to Self-Destruct, and you qualify to win the flyaway to the secret Metallica show at an undisclosed location in the Bay Area. So
cool.
Keep listening for that. And text your questions right now to Danielle. Here is a, this is a follow-up from last week. 857 text. Guy who's dating the stripper that lives down south.
Yes.
And she keeps dropping the I love yous more and more frequently.
Yep.
Okay.
I have ignored for the most part, but now she is forcing a response. I told her I'm not there yet, seeing as how we've only been dating for 2 months and only see each other every couple of weeks. She is now trying to convince me that I love her, citing specific examples of things and reasons why. What kind of crazy am I dealing with here?
Can I weigh in on this?
Yes.
I know a lot about strippers.
Yeah.
She wants to get out of the business.
Apparently,
she's had enough.
Apparently, he got home yesterday, and she had a brand new mattress in bed being delivered to his apartment that she paid for. And that's what he feels like.
Well, I mean, if you like the lifestyle and you like the great sex with the stripper and the new, you know, bedroom set. I mean, I like how no one's going to touch on the fact that I say when I'm dating a guy that lived with another woman, I'd like you to get a new mattress. This one pays for it and has it sent. We're not going to even address that that's a possibility. I mean, if it's the crazy I love you stuff, then you can play along and it is what it is. And she might just like kill your dog one day. But if it's genuine, you don't want to hurt her feelings. So tread lightly. But it's
daddy issues. Do you think she has daddy issues?
She might have daddy issues.
She might have daddy issues, right?
But if you are already suspicious that you're dealing with some level of crazy, it's likely three times worse than you think it is, if not more.
I have been, this is a 978 text, I've been married to my wife for over 15 years. We've been together for 23 years total. 95% of the time, I am the one who has to initiate sex. We do have a decent sex life.
Mm-hmm.
However, how do I get her to initiate sex more often?
That's a tough thing because I think it's a common problem that a lot of women are lacking in the initiating department. It might be a confidence thing. It might be a desire thing. It might be an insecurity thing. So I think the best way to get her to initiate more is not to nag her about it, because then it's like, well, then she just doesn't want to do it. But maybe to try to boost her confidence level, make her feel more sexy, and kind of, you could do a little bit of a lead into the sexy time without actually doing the initiation of the sex.
Without doing the sexy time.
Right.
Yes.
Right. This way, like, you know, if you're walking out the door, she's like, no, wait, get upstairs. We still have time. Let's go.
My girlfriend and I have been together for over 3 years. The whole time she's kept in contact with several of her exes.
Mm.
Sometimes they've crossed the line with her. She fluffs it off, but still talks to them. Why does she need to get the attention from them if they don't respect her current relationship?
I don't know. Okay. I never really understood that. You know, I'll talk to maybe one of my exes once in a great while with a, hey, how are you? Or something will come up on the show that's funny that I'll get a text about. Other than that, I don't keep in contact with any of my exes. Some people are able to maintain, you know, the casual post-ex friendship because for whatever reason the relationship dissolved, but they still remain friends and they still consult each other with stuff. But if the guys aren't respecting the fact that she's in a relationship with you, that's a problem and you need to address that with her. Because if the shoe were on the other proverbial foot and your exes were contacting you and yeah. going over the line, I guarantee she'd be pissed about it.
Here's a 617 text. I just started dating a smoke Italian girl.
Yeah.
Who refuses to groom herself.
Oh, yeah, okay.
She mentioned how she believes that shaving isn't feminine, and she thinks it's gross. The situation is grossing me out, even though she is hot as hell. How could I convince her to groom it?
Maybe you could try to compromise, see if she'll clean up the undercarriage, but leave the bonsai tree intact on top.
Perfect.
For the visual. Some people don't like to get rid of it because styles change, like when you get laser hair removal. Sometimes people don't want to take it all off because they're like, well, what if this comes back? Or what if Dr. Bombay comes back? You can still have the appearance of the fluff in the front while having a smooth tile floor underneath.
617 text, I've been dating this girl for the last 14 months. Up, can you back that up, please?
Mm-hmm. Aren't you glad you still get to ask me that?
Yes. Glad you didn't leave. I've been dating, where is that? I've been dating a girl. It was about how he asked her to marry him.
Stand by, I've got it. Oh, yeah.
You have it? Okay. You can text on the WAAF Tech Needs text line. We're going inside the warped female brain. And I have been dating a girl for the last 14 months. She stated in the past that she wants to get married. We've talked about it several times. So 10 days ago, I proposed, and she refused. She told me that she wanted to get married.
Thanks, Robin.
Why did she refuse?
I guess you're just not there.
What a douche move.
I wouldn't marry somebody after 14 months.
First of all, I wouldn't marry someone. Now yet. I wouldn't marry someone that said, I want to get married. You propose, right. And she says no.
The 508 text. My girlfriend is constantly bringing up how good her ex-boyfriend was in bed.
Oh, yeah. Take a hint, bro. Learn some lessons. Yep. You're probably not listening to her when she's telling you certain things that she likes, or go here, go there, go up, go down, back, go easy, ease up, don't go and use so much pressure. You're probably just not listening. It was either that or she's really insensitive. Because that's rude. Like, to talk about how, you know, your ex's prowess in the bedroom is really unprofessional in a relationship.
Yeah. What about, and this is very interesting, I'm gonna summarize this text, but mm-hmm. it came across a while ago. Guy is getting married, and his wife's sister is also getting married.
Okay.
And she is rushing to do the wedding before their wedding.
Right.
And she's doing a lot of the same things he said in the text message, like the same nail polish. The sister is doing the same
copycat
nail polish.
Psycho wedding.
And so why is she doing that? Like, he wants to know why she's doing that to her own sister.
Competition.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, always. Competition. Really? Kidding me? She's probably younger. Other sister probably got all the other stuff first. She's always felt like she's been in competition, you know? So.
781 text, I cheated and the wife caught me.
Ah.
Ever since, she has stopped going to the gym and started eating what she wants. She's gained probably 10 to 15 pounds. Is that revenge?
No, she probably stopped caring, or she's depressed, dumbass. Yeah. You cheated on her.
She's got a broken heart, you douche nozzle.
Yeah.
Is that revenge? Oh, how selfish are you to think it's all? You're so vain. You're like Warren Beatty. But you think that text was about you, don't you? Don't you?
Here's a 508 text. I've been dating a girl for 3 years since high school.
Ooh.
I'm out in the working world, and I feel that she is talking to other guys because she acts really weird when she and I go to high school football games together.
Yeah.
And she's around other guys. I guess he would be wondering if she is, if If something is weird when you're around other guys,
yeah,
does that mean that there's something going on with the other guys?
Or it's that she's in high school and you're not. Even though you're only 3 years apart, she's still in high school, you're not. Might be time to shuffle loose this relationship.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's time.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
You've got your whole life ahead of you.
Right. All right. We are going inside the warped female brain. As we do on this show on Thursdays, Danielle giving you a glimpse inside that rather crazy, rather psychotic brain of the woman that you love. So you can text your question to Danielle if something confuses you on the WAAF Tech Needs text line, which is 97107. And then we're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back. And after that, we will discuss the new Suck It Up Buttercup law that has been proposed by one of our elected officials. All right. I'm a married man from Southie. Been married 10 years with the girl since she was 18. We're now around 40-ish. When is it okay for me to ask about landing on the wrong runway without sounding rude?
I think you're... You're at the point where, I mean, you've been together long enough. I think there's got to be a comfort factor. Here's the problem, though. You've been together a very long time. It's probably going to be weird if you bring it up out of the blue. So you might have to watch a movie where that happens and then be like, so, Sheila, ever thought about it? Then she'll probably punch you and then no third input for you.
Here's a great question. 781 text. Is it true that women get totally attached to the first guy that makes them orgasm?
I wouldn't say attached necessarily. I mean, you could. It's an emotional thing. Like, I think more so if it's an orgasm during sex, because a lot of women don't have those.
Really?
Yes. It's usually only from manual or oral.
Who knew?
That's too bad.
Care. but yeah, they can have an maybe not an attachment, but there might always be a certain fondness for that individual because it's a shared moment. If I could bring my index fingers together in a visual. Shared moment.
774 text. I'm 33 years old, getting married next June. I have owned my own homes before I met her and have a decent amount of savings. How do I go about getting her to sign a prenup?
Just got to bring it up, man. It's 2016. Just got to bring it up. Yep. Make it fair for her.
Doesn't that cause a real problem, though, if you bring it up?
But if it does, too bad.
Yeah, and if it does, and you don't like it, then you don't get married. You
got to be realistic about it.
Yeah.
You know? Rob, earmuffs. Marriage ends in divorce. So you've got to be practical and plan for situations. It's like whenever my mom travels, you know, if she's going to travel by plane, she'll let me know where the documents are, where the insurance policies are, what's up with this. And people always, they're like, that's kind of macabre. And I'm like, no. It's just smart planning.
Okay.
So maybe call me bitter on the text line. Fine. It's just practical to think about the things that you've worked hard for to protect those things down the line. Because then you go marry somebody and 2 years from now, she runs off with, you know, the scuba. You off all scuba, Ruben? you know, when you're on vacation and then you're out two houses and a truck.
My girlfriend won't wear heels because she becomes a few inches taller than me.
Oh, yeah.
Should I be worried that she's not comfortable about that?
Clearly. Or maybe it's just that she's, you know, I mean, does she make a big deal out of it? Like, oh, I can't wear shoes.
I guess he's
maybe
worried that he's too short.
Unless you're putting lifts in your Timberlands, there's really not that much you can do
about it.
You know, unless you want to get shin surgery.
Not an option, kid. Yeah. Gain the confidence.
Just be happy that she's content wearing ballet flats. That's all.
I'm texting in for my boyfriend. We've been together for 5 years. He thinks I'm crazy because I get irritated that he adds random bartenders on Snapchat. Can you explain to him why I'm crazy that he adds random bartenders on Snapchat?
Let's flip it around, shall we, sir? Let's have your girlfriend add random dudes to her Snapchat, and they'll snap her, say, in the middle of the night when they get out of work in a message. How do you feel about it when that little notification goes off on the phone? He thinks you probably don't like it.
This is from a woman about another woman. Oh, shoot. Now we're going to have to go back on that one. Can you just go back? It says warp female brain. Essentially, her friend does not does not have a job and does... Oh, here it is, right here. My female friend, my best female friend of 12 years hasn't had a job since we were in high school.
Okay, wow.
We're in our 20s now.
Yeah.
I always pay for everything when we hang out. Mm-hmm. How do I kindly tell her to get a freaking job?
Just get a job. Be like, listen, you know, I love treating you. I'm certainly have no problem with it. Or just avoid situations for a while where you have to pay. Or just be like, look, I can't afford this.
Well, if you're that good of a friend, just say, what's up?
What's your deal? Right. Get a job.
I can't afford to pay for you anymore.
I'm a 33-year-old married man. I started a new job, and there's a 30-year-old female that always tells me how hot she thinks my wife is. She makes it uncomfortable in a professional setting, and even friend requested my wife on Facebook. They have never met. Why does she do this?
That sounds like a single white female type situation.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Right. Threesome. She wants a threesome.
I don't understand people that don't have boundaries, man. People that they just don't know how to set boundaries for themselves, and they step over it. Like, when you meet people, I never think it's an automatic expectation that you could friend a certain person on Facebook or follow them on the IG or something like that. It just seems a little odd to me. Some people have no problem. They'll be like, oh, I was behind this guy in line at CVS and I friend requested him on Facebook. It's weird to me. But you could just be like, listen, that's not appropriate. Or tell your wife to say no.
508, girl I like talks about living together one day, even though she does not want a relationship with me. You know what you've been.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what's going on here?
It smells like
she wants to live together.
Perhaps.
Yes.
You've been friend zoned. Can you believe it?
Somebody doesn't want to pay rent.
He's been friend zoned, yes. And she wants. Yeah.
You want to be taken care of.
Yeah. She would have a relationship with you before she lived with you if she really liked you.
That's what would happen, right?
Let's see. I have a girlfriend of 10 years and I love her dearly, but I'm a friendly guy and every now and then I develop a crush. Is mm-hmm. this normal?
Sure.
Do I just ignore that feeling?
Yeah. If you're a responsible person, I mean, you don't want to go throwing your D in everything that walks by. But
and if you're not, go for a dip in the pond once in a while, kid.
Okay. Don't do that.
I'm not saying every day. I'm saying, you know.
Once in a great while?
Yeah.
Just wrap it up, please.
Four times a season.
Wrap it up.
My wife, 978, texts, my wife of 5 years has stopped wanting to have sex. It was at the pace of about once or twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I found a sex tape of my wife and another woman, which she claims is from before we met.
Okay.
However, what she doesn't realize is there's a split second in the video where I can see a tattoo that she got after we were married.
Right.
So is she cheating on me with a woman?
Yes.
And can I possibly get a threesome out of this?
Maybe.
But
if she stopped having sex with you, she probably doesn't want you involved.
Well, yeah.
Right?
And you know, not for nothing.
Yeah.
She number one, the person she's sleeping with, the other girl, doesn't own a home, has a job, rents an apartment.
Yep.
And you're not getting any sex, and she's got a roof over her head with three squares a day.
Right.
Yeah.
Do the right thing, bud. Start taking care of yourself. Get your nuts out of her purse and kick her to the curb.
Let's see. Here is Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Yeah. Good morning, guys.
What's going
on?
How
you guys doing?
What's up?
Oh, I'm going to give you guys the traffic update for 290 eastbound. It's pretty backed up, so anybody going through this way is just sitting still in traffic.
Okay,
bail. All right. Bail on Route 2.
Is that what you called about?
No, I was calling with about Danielle and the relationship thing that you guys are talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree with her, and by the way, I'm glad she stayed with the show because that's what completes your show now is her.
Thank you.
Here's a text from a 52-year-old man. How does one bring up the topic of Viagra with a woman that you are dating?
That you want to use it?
Yeah.
I don't think that you need to. Speaking
of bringing things up, how does one bring...
That works. works every time.
Do you have...
Don't go in with a surprise Viagra.
Really?
For a marathon session if she's not used to it. Because she might get to the point where she's just trying to get you to finish, and she's like, God, my hips are killing me. I'm tired. I'm out of breath. I'm sore. And you're like, yep, I got another hour left in me. So, Helen, if you want to keep going, that'd be great. Just, you know. Yeah. Bring it up. Here's the thing. Do you need it for the ED, or do you want to use it for recreational purposes? Mm. I mean, 52, that's a tough
sounds like
age line, so it might be...
Oh, that's not tough. Are you kidding me? It's not until like, you get to be like 60 or whatever.
Sounds like someone's in denial.
A newbie. Right. A 50 newbie.
Let's see. My wife has been... This is the last one. My wife has been talking to her ex even after I've asked her not to. Now he wants us to hang out with him and his wife.
No, bye.
And has friend requested me on Facebook. Yeah. What is with that?
I don't know. I don't understand it.
Maybe they're just friends, though. Maybe they're just...
But it's like, what are you and Brian going to go golfing together once April comes?
Yeah, right?
Like, hey, hun. It's weird.
Like you want to be buddies with your ex's new guy.
Why does the guy want that? Yeah. All right, here's Anthony. Hello, Anthony.
Hey, Greg. Hey, Bilby. Hey, Danielle. How are you?
Hi.
So, Danielle, I have a question.
Yes.
I've been dating this new girl, head over heels for her. Everything's great.
Yep.
She likes to pleasure me.
Yep. She likes to... Careful here.
Yep.
We're trying to be in a FCC.
She likes to please me.
She likes to please you. Yep.
But she won't let me please her, and we still haven't done the deed, which I don't mind.
Yeah,
but she won't let me please her.
Huh? Why?
Maybe she doesn't like that. Yeah. Maybe she's had a bad experience with it.
A lot of women don't.
Same thing has happened to guys where they don't care for certain things because they've had a bad experience with it.
Sounds like an ideal situation. I'm not sure why Anthony is. Why don't say anything about it, Anthony? Just roll with it.
Some guys really like doing that, though.
Roll with it. Roll with it. All right. Well, that's Inside the Warped Female Brain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.